going to be a hard act to follow, ain't it? But I was sitting at the table this morning, and there was a preacher on the radio, and I don't know who he was. I didn't recognize his voice. But he was talking about the prodigal, you know, and read that. And it, the Lord dinged my bell with that in there, and it said that nobody ministered to his need. Nobody was ministered, and because of that need, he remembered his father. Because he had a need. Nobody was ministered. His provision in the world was gone. Yes. Totally gone. And what happened? He remembered his father. Yes. And right behind that, I thought about the woman that had the pleurisy. She had sought help in the world, could not get it. But she knew about Jesus Christ. And what did she do? She pursued Jesus Christ, didn't she?
Yes.
Her provision in the world was gone.
Right.
There was only Jesus Christ. But how did they know that? They were seeds planted in a heart somewhere down the line. Seeds planted. And the next thing that come into my mind, God's going to use this.
Yes.
He's going to use it because I guarantee you the Lord has got seeds planted in hearts.
Yes.
And when their provision ain't no more in the world, he's going to speak.
Yes.
People that we have talked to, grandmothers that taught the children 50 years ago that said something. And you know, people's going to respond. Not all of them, I don't think. But we talk about people coming into the Lord. How's that going to happen? When God takes our provision out of the world, he speaks to a heart, that word. Do you know one time I was changing the channel, and I heard a preacher say something, but I turned it real quick, but that what he said stuck in my mind, and I needed that one day, and it, boom, went in my head.
Yeah.
That's a long story. I ain't going to go there. But I will tell you this, too, one thing I know. I dealt with men that walked in there, and they only had shorts on. I talked to them. You want to know why they were there? They got to a point where they absolutely had nothing. And they remembered something that somebody said about Jesus Christ. And that's why they were there. Who knows what you said to somebody through the years that when our provision is taken, I believe exactly what Brother Phil said. This economy in this world could be it. Tomorrow you could wake up and it. Where are you going to get anything? And I believe that the Lord is going to use that to speak to the hearts of people when that provision is no longer in this world. I believe it's going to happen. And I think it's going to be the Lord. I think the Lord. Why would the Lord rescue you the church and take it up from the very fire that he's going to use to purify it in?
Right.
Why would he do that? He's going to use all of this to bring us to a greater understanding of the truth in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's what he's going to do with it. It's going to work out good for every single one of God's children.
Amen.
And that's what we need to look at.
Yeah.
It's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And him crucified.
Amen.
That's going to save the world.
Amen.
And rose again.
Yes.
And that ought to be our message to everybody, especially now.
Yes.
To everybody.
Yes.
There is hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's hope in the blood of Jesus Christ for everybody.
Yeah.
It's hope in Jesus. And as God takes this, all this away, we got too many feet in the world and too many in Jesus Christ, and he's going to. We're going to make a decision where we're going to be at. Some may come, but I believe some are coming too. I believe it. Jesus Christ is the answer. He's the answer. He's always been the answer. I tell you, he's real. And he's real in the hearts of people that believe in him. Going to trust in him. Is going to go where they don't want to go. And do what they don't want to do and say what they don't want to say, and God's going to use it.
Yes.
He's for us. He is not against it.
Amen.
He's force. And he's going to get us through whatever it is that we have to get through. And we can reckon on it. Just reckon on it. And when the devil speaks something into your head, quote the word back to him. It may take a little while, but after a while you get tired. You know, he don't like to burn up his energy for nothing. After a while, that word's going to have effect. God wants us to believe it. I see him back. I was going to close this in prayer, but...